you have more, you can never tell them. And this is the part that we need to learn for ourselves. When we say that we are God, we are the creator of our world, everyone's the creator of their individual world, and everyone is God. These are the words of Jesus. When you say that, then you start living up to it. Now, the big problem there, how do you define God? How do you define what it is that God does? How does God act? How does God think? How does God live his life? How does God express what God is? We see when you start studying those things, you start coming up with good and all good. You start coming up with a realization that everything that God does is good. Everything that God does is beautiful. Everything that God does is uplifting and supportive to everyone. We don't always think that. We sometimes think that God is wrathful. Now, I was just telling the story about the Iraqi War. And the Iraqi War, as of yesterday, they're starting to have a difficulty. They're 4 or 5 days into the war, and a big sandstorm came up. And the sandstorm will be with them for 4 or 5 days, they say. Now, who created that sandstorm? Now, did the Iraqis create it so that they could get close to the invading troops and stop them? Which is understandable. That's their country. They're going to defend it. Did they pray to their God Allah and say, make this sandstorm, we're used to it, and we can handle it, and we can get in there and stop the invading forces? Or did the invading forces create it? So under the cover of the sandstorm, they could move forward. No, they wouldn't do that, because the land is booby trapped with landmines everywhere, and they can't see it, nobody else can see it, and since it was a big boom. And that's not the time to see it, you know, because that's kind of serious. But back to who created the sandstorm? Who created that sandstorm? Every person who had confusion in their heart about what's going on. The world, with its confusion of trying to tell another nation how to live its life, that brings confusion. Now, when we see someone mistreating someone who can't take care of themselves, we don't help them, do we? When we see someone beating a child, we go up to them and say, stop that. Get out of here, I'll get it. No, stop that. You should not hurt that child. And we, with all seriousness. And sometimes they stop. In fact, most of the time they stop. Because no one has ever had the courage to confront them. Now, look. Child needs love. The child, that child's a bad child. Well, then let somebody else adopt the child. Don't give a child that you consider bad, because then you're going to hurt the child and yourself, and you're not going to grow. If you have something in your life that is not out of the